And I've seen a lot of Russian players, Fedorov, McGillney, played against them. The way he moves his body and shifts, and he's deceptive, yeah. and he fakes shots on the power play, it's just as good as it gets. I mean, Tok played against them all, too. He can maybe comment on how good this guy is, because he's sickening.
That had a McGillney vibe to me. Like when the way McGillney would skate, I don't know, maybe you guys have a different answer. Fedorov, I don't know.
You had to play in the league to comment on that type stuff.
Stop it.
I saw it up close and personal.
I'm just kidding.
I saw it up close and personal. I didn't shoot a 67 today. But
neither did I.
Okay, we'll see about that. All right, joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is a guy who played in the league. You see him and hear him on the NHL on TNT. Here is Rick Tocchet. Rick, where does Kucherov rank for you in terms of Russians and his ability to dangle and the way he shifts with the puck and how deceptive he is? I mean, does he remind you of any guy that you played against?
Yeah, I just kind of listened to you 10 seconds ago, but like a McGill, kind of like a little like McGillney-ish, you know, just be able to turn on the dime. That goal he scored, it was, he sucking Ekblad into the middle and just going in, inside, outside, and then finding... And then, you know, all of us would have shot, and he just finds Perry in the back door. I mean, he was a monster. I thought in Game 7, I heard he had the flu, and he was puking most of the day. I thought when point went down, his game got a little bit better, because I thought he was just okay against the Leafs. I mean, he still gets his points, but I thought yesterday he was the difference maker for Tampa beating Florida.
Yeah, he wasn't himself against the Leafs. He put up some good numbers, but he didn't have a night like that. Like last night, he went into Florida and said, we're closing this game out. And I don't know how you feel about Tampa. Like a lot of the discussion leading up to the first round was maybe they're running out of gas. You know, how difficult it is to three-peat hasn't happened in the league in 40 years. They still need a lot more wins in order to actually complete it. But do you have any reason to doubt them that they can find a way to win another Stanley Cup?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Leafs put the gas pedal down and gave them everything they had with Tampa. I didn't think Tampa could beat Florida with a short bench. I thought Tampa used a short bench against the Leafs and got away with it. I the fourth line was playing like 5 minutes. I thought maybe the Leafs could take advantage of the short bench of Tampa. But Florida did not. I mean, I know that actually the Maroon line played a little bit more yesterday, but I was more disappointed. I mean, listen, Tampa's just heart of a champion, right? Heart of a lion. They know how to, they're battle tested. But I was really surprised at Florida's game. I thought it was a regular, you know, the crowd, the way the game was played seemed like a game in December for Florida. It just didn't seem themselves. And if you want to beat Tampa, and Toronto almost did, you got to play fast. You got to play an up tempo and try to get those D to spread out a little bit, because they got some big D, long D that like to block shots, and I just didn't see that from Florida last night.
With Rick Tocchet, so we've got the Battle of Alberta tonight, and you're familiar with the Battle of Pennsylvania, play for both teams. How much emotion do you expect in this series, and might it tilt, you know, in the benefit of one team or the other, whether it's Calgary or Edmonton?
So I think Calgary has learned from that Dallas series. I mean, you know, they were the better team for most of the series. But earlier on, I thought Calgary played into Dallas's hands in a sense. A lot of scrums, you know, slowed the game down. Like, you know, a lot of 4-on-4. I think it was 18 4-on-4s after the first 4 or 5. Just a lot of 4-on-4 hockey. And I'm not sure that's, you know, Calgary's game. I think they're at 5-on-5. And I thought in game 6 and 7, you know, they started to play their game. They didn't, you know, sometimes Calgary gets a little too emotional and gets out there, and, you know, they want to run guys, and I understand that's Daryl Sutter, absolutely, you know, play aggressive hockey. But I thought they played smart at the end of the series against Dallas, and I think that's how they're going to play against Edmonton. You know, everybody's expecting fireworks, which I'm sure there will be some fireworks, but I still think Calgary's got to play a very disciplined, aggressive game, and I think they're deeper in the forward position, and I think that's, and then obviously the goaltender, I think Markstrom's obviously better than Mike Smith. I think that's the advantage, but you know, when you get any time you have Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, and I'm not sure how healthy he is, you know, those are big aces in the hole for Edmonton.
Talk, when you're sitting in the coach's office and you're game planning for a strategy versus McDavid, and with the understanding he skates 25 times faster than everyone on your roster. How do you come up with five guys to go out against them every shift?
Well, I think Todd McClellan and the Kings did a half decent job in the series for the most part. Is you got to take his rush chances away. You know, you got to be above him. You know, how many times did you hear the Colton Parayko's press conference yesterday? We got to be above Colorado, above him. I think he said it 8 times. It's no different than you play a McDavid. You just got to make sure you take him away. You know, maybe F1 swings with him and takes him away, and you try to limit his puck touches. Try to make him play hash mark down. Now, I think McDavid played unreal Games 6 and 7 because he was hitting, but he was also playing a hash mark down game. Like, he was in the corners, he was behind the net. And I think, you know, I haven't seen a lot of that from him. It's, you know, a lot of his chances are off the rush, and I think he put another, you know, club in his bag when he plays a hash mark down game. And I think that's what you have to try to make him do. But man, was he terrific those 2 games.
Mm-hmm. Talk, do you think it'll get, I mean, you've played in these, you know, inter-province, interstate battles. Do you think it's advantageous for it to get gritty, for it to take it to the ground? I don't know if Cassian is going to go after Tkachuk. You know, there is some bad blood between the two organizations. Who would that favor as far as maybe edge in the series?
Well, I think Calgary, like, they like to play the four lines. Obviously, they got that top line who, you know, was probably the best line in the league statistically and the way they consistently. I'm not quite sure. I thought Matthew Tkachuk had his best game, Game 7, because he played a smart, diligent game. I'm not sure, you know, going off the draw and jostling with Zach Cassian is a good thing. I'm not sure. I mean, I the scrums, you know, nobody's really going to fight, because who's going to fight Lucic, right? But the scrums, to me, it just slows the game down. I hate them. But you might see some early. Don Koharski's part of our staff here, and he said the refs have been instructed to take the first guy. It doesn't matter what the second and third guy does, and that'll eliminate the 4-on-4. But I don't know if you're going to see the fireworks that everybody wants to see. I think you're going to see, you know, two smarter teams playing aggressive, but knowing that, you know, we got to try to win the series being disciplined.
With Rick Tocchet of the NHL on TNT, we were talking about Colorado, and even though it went to overtime last night, they dominated that game, and they were the best team in the league all year. Do you see a team being able to beat them? Like, how do you beat those guys 4 times? How does St. Louis do it if it's not them? How does one of Edmonton or Calgary do it? How would you approach trying to tackle what seems to be an absolute beast of a team in Colorado?
Well, you need that the goaltender they got last night with Binnington. You're going to probably need that every night to, you know, not good goaltending, great goaltending to beat Colorado. And I think Craig Berube's staff, they got a great staff there. They're a little weak on defense right now. They're a little banged up, St. Louis, and I knew that was going to be a problem for them. So they got to play, you know, a more of a dead puck. You know, St. Louis, listen, St. Louis had more goals than Colorado, so they got 3 lines that can score. You know, and that's one thing that St. Louis has over other teams to beat Colorado, I think, to me, is they got to play it, almost dummy it down. You know, you can't be one and done against Colorado. You know, you can't miss. You know, you come down, you shoot, or you shoot wide. You just can't do it. You got to keep the pucks in the corner. You got to make McCarr stop. You got to make him play 200 feet. I mean, it's all the whole cliche, but it's true. If you want a chance, and you know they didn't get on the forecheck, and if you can't get on the forecheck, you almost got to play. And I hate to say it, almost have, you know, 4 guys in the neutral and clog it up. Vegas did a little bit to Colorado last year, I thought. They had, you know, 3 around the puck everywhere. They kind of made them kind of go in areas that Colorado didn't want to. And I think Colorado obviously learned from that last year, because I see a different team, their approach and their system. But for St. Louis, they got to slow them down. And that really is, you know, and also making a play. You saw, you know, you heard Craig Berube's press conference. I mean, they were satisfied just chipping the puck out. And, you know, you can't. You got to be able to make a play against Colorado and keep the puck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing. Colorado is so fast. Their counterattack. I mean, that's the problem. Like, you're looking at it, it's not just McCarr. Like, that Byram's a player. Girard can skate. Like, they're very mobile from the back end, so they hit you with waves. Like,
and then Josh Manson wins it in overtime.
Yeah.
But it's like any other team. You got a bunch of skilled defensemen like that that want to wheel and go. You got to find a way to force them to play in their own zone.
Yeah, lean on them. Well, that's how O'Reilly scored the first goal. That's Makar, you know, kind of bumbles the puck, and it gets to O'Reilly. He's a hell of a player. Like, I just... That Ryan O'Reilly is such a detailed player.
And a gamer.
Yeah, he is a gamer, too. But that's it's going to take everything from St. Louis to even just be in that series. Because I just think Colorado's playing on another level right now.
Yeah, like if you watch Makar, like, those were probably, he was okay his first two periods. Like, if there was a time to be Colorado, was when Makar was, yeah, he was just okay. But then I thought Girard had his best game of the playoffs, and obviously Josh Manson, and then Byron. I mean, he was up, and then obviously Taves. I mean, that guy. When you shut down Makar, Nashville. I mean, he one game he was he was like Makar one game where he was I think he had two goals and two assists or something like that. So yeah, their defense is a very mobile. They join the rush and. You almost got to play a reset game, reset the puck line, make those guys stop and start, getting those cycle battles. And if you can get maybe wear them down that way instead of let them point their skates going north all night, because then you're in trouble because they got a lot of juice and they're joining the rush.
It's going to be a fun one again tonight. Every night there's stuff going on. We always love having you on, Rick, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
There's Rick Tockett from the NHL on TNT joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Build your next dream Toyota at Maple Toyota and check out Maple Toyota's pre-owned inventory arriving daily. It's red tag days. Visit MapleToyota.com.